There are two kinds of fear experiences that the Bible refers to. The first one is in Proverbs 10 and 27, where the scripture says, "The fear of the Lord prolongeth life." This is the experience of reverence, the awareness and awe of the Lord, and knowing how to operate in His presence prolongeth life. And then there's the other fear. Paul told Timothy that God hasn't given us the spirit of fear, but of power, love, and a sound mind. And so this is a fear of torment. Scripture says, "Perfect love cast out fear, because fear hath torment in it." Anytime you're afraid, you're scared, that spirit, that experience did not come from God. God has not given you the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind.
Whether you are in the building or join us through our web broadcast, thank you for being with us today. This is the day that the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. Welcome to another day of teaching coming from Center of Christ Ministries. We are a church with a heart for God's people. Our pastors are James and Kathy Flowers, and we're located in the city of San Bernardino at 468 West 5th Street. We offer Sunday morning education for new believers beginning at 9:30 a.m. and our Sunday services begin at 10:30 a.m. Life Application Bible Study is held 7 p.m. on Wednesday evening right here at the church, and Women's Bible Study is held 6 p.m. on Thursday evenings in the city of Ontario. We offer Kids for Christ Club for children ages 4 through 12 on Sunday mornings, where they are taught God's Word on their level. Every fourth Saturday of the month, we conduct Beyond the Walls Outreach, where we offer clothing, food, and hygiene kits for our displaced brothers and sisters in the community, and this service begins at 9 a.m. Also on fourth Saturday, we are meeting at 11:30 a.m. for Hope for a Woman's Heart Support Group. This is where women meet for a safe haven to encourage, empower, and lift each other up. Now, take a moment to grab your paper and pen to take notes, because we're going to continue our studies with Pastor James, who is teaching on the faith fight. God bless.
Place a star. God is almighty and I am not. That's why the enemy wants to switch that on you. Make you think, I am almighty and God is just there for me to use. Now, folks wouldn't say that, but that's the way they act. God is there for me to use because I am almighty. Can I help you with this? That'll get you killed. Make sense? Okay. Let's go a little bit further then. Okay, so now Proverbs 14 and 27. Now what does that tell us? I got 10 minutes.
14:27.
Y'all gonna hang with me?
The fear of the Lord is a fountain of life.
The fear of the Lord, or the reverence, or the awareness, and to treat Him in a way that I'm aware of Him, becomes the fountain of life. You know how you treat God when you're aware of Him? You take the rules that He have and you follow them. That's how you become aware. That's how you recognize who He is. That's why you never find a live lineman taking 12,000 volts from one phase and connecting it on purpose to 12,000 volts from another phase. Why? Because I'm aware of what it'll do. Is that making sense? It's all electricity, and it's not designed to kill me. But if I put phase A and phase B together, the whole pole is going to light up. Would you own it? That's exactly right. And the chances of you getting through that is very low. So you don't do stuff like, you got free will. You can if you want to. But you might kill yourself. Is that making sense? So the fear of the Lord, or the reverence, or the awe, or the awareness of who God is, means I need to abide by what he says, because what he says will lead me to life. And if I go another way, I might kill myself. Reverence. Make sense? Everybody understand? Reverence. Okay, so let's go a little bit further. Let's go here to Proverbs, what time? Okay, 19:23. You have a preacher. What does it say?
19:23. The desire of a man is his kindness, and a poor man is better than a liar. I'm sorry.
No. Yeah.
That's 22.
Yeah.
The fear of the Lord tendeth to life, and he that hath it shall abide satisfied.
So the fear of the Lord, or the reverence of God, or the awareness to the point where I can operate according to the law. Attentive to life. Is that making sense? Or I gain light from operating according to his law. Make sense? And let's go back to the alignment. There are many benefits for operating in electricity. Our lights are on today because of electricity. And somebody had to go up there and put it together in a way where they didn't break the law. Does that make sense? Because if they broke the law, that pole out there that has that transformer on it, that has that 4,000 volts going through it on the very top, would have exploded, and the pole, you wouldn't even be able to see the pole, much less the transformer or the person on the pole. Hope I'm helping. Hope I'm helping. I had a lineman when I was a service crew foreman. I had a lineman that was working for me that went up a pole. I wasn't there that day, but he went up a pole and plugged in a transformer that actually was shorted out. And when he plugged it into 12,000, the whole thing exploded. The whole pole, the transformer, the whole pole, and the transformers are full of oil, and that oil was instantly hot and on fire, and he died. He died. What am I saying? Obey the law. I hope I'm helping, church. Obey the law. Or do the law, and you can live. You might want to go into Scripture and find out what the law is. We don't talk about it today. We dress it up a lot of times. We don't call fornication fornication. We don't call adultery adultery. You might want to understand the law. Thank you, Mama. I hope I'm helping you. Is this making sense, church? What time is it? Ooh, I'm back. Let's go a little bit further. Okay, so fear. Now, this is the other kind of fear. Now, we understand reverence, right? Everybody good with reverence? Okay, so let's go to the other side of this. Okay, fear. 1 John 4:18-21. Torment. Fear brings torment. And fear does not. Timothy told us God didn't give it to you. Anything that's tormenting you does not come from God. Can I help you with this? Bad choices that you may have made in your past that brought consequences to you that now you have experiences in, God didn't give you this spirit. God is not trying to punish you. God is not a shark. He's not a man-eating shark. He is your daddy. He's your father. I hope you can I help you? So if you're having experiences that you don't like, change your choices. Because God is God. He's given you law so you can live. You go against his law, you say, I'm God. And you die because God is the only one self-sustaining. I hope I'm helping. Hope I'm helping. What does it say?
Verse 18. There is no fear in love, but perfect love casts out fear.
This fear is talking about torment. There is no fear or torment in love. Perfect love casts out fear. What does that mean to you today? Folks that make you scared, don't connect to them.
Amen. Amen. Amen, Pastor.
If he can't be nice to you, run. If she can't be nice, run.
Amen.
If she can't control her mouth, run. If he can't control his temper.
Amen.
Because God didn't give that spirit. They're not ready for you because they got the wrong spirit.
Amen.
If you still want them, stay away from them for a minute. I'm praying for you, baby, till God give you the right spirit.
Amen.
Am I helping?
Amen.
God didn't give you the spirit of fear.
Amen.
But of power, of love, and a sound mind.
Amen.
Am I helping?
Amen.
I'm just about there. Let me go one. Well, I can't get no. Let's stop here. Let's stop here. Let's stop here. Does this make sense to everybody? We'll pick up here next time. We'll pick up here next time. I think next week is Women's Day, and then I'm going to be back with you on the first Sunday, and we'll pick up right here on the first Sunday. Okay, everybody? So between now and then, go through this. Go through those scriptures. If you need the PowerPoint, I'll give it to you. If you need the message, I'm going to put it up. I'm going to put it up in the form of a podcast, and you can get the whole thing. All you got to do is just download it. If you don't have a computer, let me know. I'll make you a copy. Why? Because the whole thing is about understanding.
Well, it seems like our time has come to an end. Thank you so much for being with us. How I enjoyed our time together. I hope this was beneficial to you. If you would like to become a member of the Center of Christ Church on the Web, or if you'd like to be one of our partners, this broadcast is being sponsored by the partners of COCM. You could go to our website, www.centerofchristministry.com. There you can find what you need to join the church or become a partner of the COCM ministry. Until next time. God bless.
Thank you for being with us today. And we hope that you gleaned something from what you heard. We're going to pick up next week, and we hope that you'll take what you learned and study that and let it really get into your heart. And just be blessed this week, and we'll see you again next week. Take care. God bless, and see you soon.